The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission conserves and enhances fish and wildlife habits for sustainable public use. The agency is governed by a commission that's made up of 8 members with varying expertise and interests. But as Ozarks at Large as Jacqueline Froelich reports, a newly appointed commissioner, the first woman to serve, is angling to make outdoor recreation an additional priority.
Anne Marie DeRamis is a Little Rock native, but spent much of her childhood on her family's farm outside of Stuttgart.
I tagged along with my dad and brothers while they went duck hunting growing up. In fact, I'd been begging them to go. I was probably around 3 years old. And, duck camp's not always the best place for a little girl. But anyway, I'd been begging to go. So finally, they let me tag along. And I sat out there with them in the flooded timber and all bundled up with my hot chocolate and honey bun and just had the time of my life. I loved every second of it. I love spending time with them, just an excuse to be with them. And that's really what lit the fire. That's how I got started. So, and then since then, I have stayed engaged, yes, with duck hunting, but also other aspects of the outdoors, hiking, biking, fishing. I'm very, very much into bass fishing specifically. And I'm fairly novice fly fisherman. And so I started doing that in the past few years. And it's been great to experience that in the natural state.
That enthusiasm for the outdoors led DeRamis, a 2013 graduate of the University of Arkansas Fayetteville in Journalism and Public Relations, to serve as a founding member of the Arkansas Outdoor Society, as well as on the Arkansas Game and Fish Foundation. The foundation, a fundraising auxiliary of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, facilitates acquisitions of facilities for conservation education programs, as well as lands for wildlife habitat and game and fish management, all for public access.
Really, how all this happened was my involvement with the Game and Fish Foundation. I served on the board since 2016 and became a familiar face throughout the agency and became very involved and hands-on. And so through that, I was actually approached about putting my name in the hat to become a commissioner. And at first I said, why me? And the response was, you're what this is missing. Just someone young, energetic, someone who brings in some fresh ideas, and also someone who just has passion. Of course, all the commissioners have passion. There's no doubt about that. We all would not be in this position unless we truly, truly cared about this agency, our state, and the outdoors. And I'm very fortunate to work with all of them. In fact, we're quite the team, and they've been nothing but welcoming and been good teachers to me in the past couple months.
DeRamis says still her reaction to being appointed this summer to the commission by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson took her by surprise.
Actually, I met with the governor, and he said, I'm going to appoint you. And I think that my jaw dropped, in all honesty. I said, this is really happening. This is a dream come true. This is what I want to do. I think this is what I was born to do. And I was just truly honored and humbled. That's the best way to describe it.
The mission of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is to conserve and enhance Arkansas's fish and wildlife, as well as their habitats, while promoting sustainable use through public education. DeRamis says she's gotten a lot of queries about what she plans to do as commissioner.
I didn't come into this role with a planned out agenda. I came in to learn, came in to do the right thing. And that is what I plan on doing in the next few years, is become educated and hopefully make a difference. Now, something that I am passionate about is proving that the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is more than hooks and bullets. I mean, outdoor recreation in Arkansas generates more than $4.8 million a day. And so the Arkansas Game and Fish, we don't just need to be catering to hunting and fishing, although that is our primary source of revenue. That's just how it is. But we need to be reaching out to the hikers, the bikers, the bird watchers. There's just so much more that goes under that outdoor umbrella. Now, do I hope that eventually that leads to them buying a hunting or fishing license? Absolutely. So that's something that I would like to message out about the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Doremus says, as commissioner, her door is always open to Arkansans with questions and issues and ideas.
Just know that I'm available. Don't be afraid to approach me. I may not have all the answers to your questions, but I can sure find out. And if you all ever have anything that you're concerned about, general question, please reach out to me. You can find my contact info on the Arkansas Game and Fish website. And this is going to be a fun 7 years.
Anne Marie Doremus lives in Little Rock with her husband Joe and their two dogs, a retriever and dachshund, quite a pair. Her term is set to expire June 30th, 2026. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.